Welcome to another episode with Love 5-0. Has anyone told you you're mad? Well, rest assured, me too. Okay, how many of you have been called crazy? Too intense. A little out there. I mean, I get it. Me too. Thing is, those labels are often slapped to anyone who dares to think. That's the miserable part of it, because it means also that those slapping around with such wordings have never even used a brain ultimately to think. But yeah, let us challenge the norm the other way around. Today, we're throwing a tea party for all of the weirdos and misfits. Let's embrace that inner maniac and flip those labels into badges of honor. The fear of authenticity. Isn't it that which, well, let's these who conform to the norm have no individuality, all just because of that mask of personality that they have created and try to carry on so hard, and the moment you just wipe it away with a second of a pointing out. Can you follow? I mean, let's get real. Fitting in feels safe. From childhood, we're taught to follow the rules. Color inside the lines. Don't rock the boat. The problem is, our truest, most vibrant selves don't give a damn about those lines. That's why hiding our authentic selves sometimes feels easier than facing ridicule or rejection. But for some others, these very few beings, it is all the other way around. Therefore, when you dim your own light to appease others, everyone loses. Yes, you heard it right. Then everyone are just losers. The world misses out on all these unique sparks. And worse, you lose that sense of deep connection with your own being. That nagging feeling of, is this all there is? That's often your unlifed potential scramming from within. The world needs your crazy. The world needs your crazy. Remember, some of the greatest world changers have only one thing in common. They're authentic being. And they've all been described crazy. But only in their time. The moment they flipped and became successful, people started following and did not dare no more to call them crazy. What a shame, isn't it? It tells more about those than these. And it shows more about these than those. Yet if those crazy would have played it safe, we wouldn't have the visionary ideas, nor the transformations. The world needs people who think. It's the maniacs, the ones willing to question the status quo, who push boundaries and create real change, who challenge the mind's illusion. Don't let anyone shame you out of your brilliance. That quirk, that intensity, those ideas the world shrugs off madness, those might just be superpowers in disguise. Let's face it, being the outsider is kinda lonely. But if you look at it from a point of solitude, you're not really alone. You're just being. There's a whole crew of misfits who get you out there. One is just speaking. Finding your people is a game changer. Not because you're a social animal, which you're not. It's because you just join other beings who let you be. And that is what most of the time you don't find. And these are the ones who celebrate your weirdness, who brainstorm your wild ideas, and who have your back to some extent, even though it's absolutely unconditional. They don't support you, they don't hold your hand. They're just with you in that moment where all of this happens, genuinely. These moments when people call you, you're too much. They don't see you as too much, they see you as you actually are right now. And it's sexy. And I mean this not in a sexual manner, I mean this really in that there is attraction, there is livelihood, there is love, there is beauty. That's what I mean by this word. But how do you find such individuals? Well, the moment someone is not challenging your being, but only stripping away your mind so that all there is left is your being to shine, these are the ones. That's where your authenticity finds light again. So, is there any maniac's guide to thriving? I'm not certain. But if we try at least, let's say it's not about the glitter and the unicorn parade. Let's say it's not about labels. It's not about complying or fitting. But let's say it's about fueling your fire, not in an effort approach, but by just letting it happen. Putting immediate boundaries, but not in the way saying no, but with the silence of not reacting. And by being your own will just come out in such a powerful, magical entity that it has been crafted to be. So let's upbeat that hint of mischievous. And just break all barriers. You got only one life, you got only this moment. There is no more, there is no less, it's just what there is. Therefore, I wish you to to be able to be who you are. To the next episode, and give this a 5-star rating, a follow, subscribe, share it. And every time, from moment to moment, look at all those who see you only for what you pretend. These are not the ones. And then look out for all those who strip away all your pretensions and see you exactly for who you are. Might be frightening, but if you dare to jump, you might discover your suppressed being. Au revoir.